Lawmakers voted last year to raise eligibility to 138% of the federal poverty level, about $27,300 a year for a family of three. While the federal government will pick up much of the cost, Brewer's plan funds Arizona's share with what she calls an assessment on hospitals. But some Republicans say it's really a tax enacted illegally because it didn't have the constitutionally required two-thirds vote. So they sued. The Court of Appeals agreed with them, pointing out there were enough of them to keep the measure from getting that two-thirds margin. Now the state Supreme Court will consider Brewer's plea to toss out the challenge. Gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder said his boss believes the lawsuit is baseless.
Governor Brewer doesn't see that this is about politics. It's about the more than 276,000 Arizonans who risk losing their crucial cost-effective health care. It's about the viability of our rural and safety net hospitals. And it's about the ability of our state budget to fund critical programs and services essential to our most vulnerable.
But attorney Christina Sandifer of the Goldwater Institute, who represents the dissident lawmakers, said this is about something else. Whether the voter-mandated requirement for a two-thirds vote on higher taxes can simply be ignored because a majority of lawmakers say so. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.